You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. The town of Lambert is in northeastern Montana, about 20 miles from Sydney. It's a little community, but it's undergoing some big changes. The land around here has produced cattle and sheep and wheat for decades, but this is also oil country. As I drive toward Lambert from the east, I pass oil well after oil well, and a lot of them look like they've just been put in. I haven't been to this corner of the state since the Bakken boom hit full swing, and to my eyes, the wells look out of place in this open landscape of rolling hills. Along the narrow county roads, big rigs kick up dust, and nearly all have out-of-state plates, North Dakota, Washington, Texas, Wyoming. But in Lambert itself, the people I meet are longtime residents, and at noon, most of them seem to gather at the town's only restaurant.
Come and eat with us, aren't you, Clay?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Now watch this dang door.
This is the Lion's Den. It's a long, narrow space with a low ceiling and a black and white tiled floor. It was a bar till the 1980s when the community held an auction to raise money to buy the building. Then it was a teen center for years before becoming a restaurant. Any profits from the business go into a scholarship fund for local students. On this day, business seems pretty good. The lunch special is cowboy burger with fries and a drink, and almost everyone is ordering a special.
I grew up in the Lambert area, and I do like to help out the community and make sure that, you know, this building and this business is a really nice place to keep open and keep going for the community.
That's Colleen Evenson. She's the main employee of the Lion's Den, and she's the one who keeps the place going 6 days a week.
I mean, I would really hate to see it close because, I mean, that would be quite a big bite for the community to lose this business.
Colleen and her husband ranch about 20 miles east of Lambert. Her husband's been working for an oil company the last couple of years, which means a lot more of the ranch work falls to Colleen. She still makes the drive into town every day to open the restaurant.
During calving is the most difficult because, you know, usually, especially with bred heifers, you get up every 3 hours a day and got to check on them, and you got the feeding to do, and you got to watch them around the clock, and especially during snowstorms and the cold. And it is hard at that time of the year to make it in, you know, make it in and be here for 4 hours and hurry up and get back home. I'm busy enough keeping things going there that it's hard to make it into Lambert every day or 5 days a week because I got so many projects going on at home. But I do try to keep this place, the doors open for the guys, because I don't like to see it be closed for a day or two.
Like a lot of people in this part of the state, Colleen has mixed feelings about the Bakken oil boom. The salary her husband brings home is a crucial part of the family's finances. Her son and daughter also work in the oil fields. But in small communities like Lambert, the sudden change has been jarring, even traumatic.
It used to be quiet out in our neighborhood, and I mean, we hardly had any traffic, and now you have traffic constantly, and people don't give you respect on the county roads like you're used to. And especially when they move rigs by. We live right alongside the county road. And when they move, even going to do a frack or whatever, when they're moving all that traffic up and down the roads, it's just, in the summertime, it's just constant dust. And that dust is just powdery, powdery, powdery billowing at you.
Nobody out here knows how long the boom is going to last or what long-term effects it will have on the social fabric of places like Lambert. Colleen says she sees no reason not to welcome newcomers. After all, the longtime residents here are only a couple of generations removed from people who were themselves newcomers. But she also says she sees no reason not to be cautious.
It's nice to get them involved with your community and accept them, but when you don't know nothing about them or their history, it is kind of scary nowadays because you don't know who's living next to you or who's driving by your house constantly, especially when you have young kids.
In the meantime, Colleen says she'll continue to adapt to the traffic and the influx of newcomers, and she'll continue to juggle ranch work and cooking 5 days a week. There's no change so dramatic, she says, that it would make her want to leave.
I love the land. I love the cows. I would never want to give that up, and God is not making any more land, so there's only so much available, and I wouldn't want to give up what I have inherited from my family. you just do what you got to do, I guess.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support for today's program was provided by the Jerry Metcalf Foundation. To see images from this story or to listen to and download stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.